Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 19 October 2022. And boy, I have a guest on tonight that I have tried to have on at least every couple months. He's been on this program now for several years, and he's always been a blessing and just a wonderful gentleman to talk to. And in my mind, one of the top, no doubt in my mind, one of the top 10 medical minds in the whole world. We're going to talk to Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez from BioCare Hospital in Tijuana. If you have any health questions, I don't care if it's pimples, I don't care what it is, Dr. Rodriguez will have some ideas on how to help you. And before we go off the air, we're going to give you a toll-free number that you can call and talk to him on, and he'll talk to you on the phone as long as you need without any charge, folks. Dr. Rodriguez is in the business of healing, and he doesn't do it to get rich. That's kind of odd, I know, and it's not like that in the States most time. With him, it is. But we're going to take phone calls almost immediately. So be thinking about it. If you have any questions about health issues for yourself, a family member, a friend, you feel free to call in. Before we go there, though, don't forget, I keep reminding you this, because we're running out of time. We got about a week left in this month, a week and a few days. For the sale on the James McCandy's water filters. And folks, I can't tell you enough how important it is to have fresh water. You can't live without water very long at all. These water filters will fit any stainless steel system that's made by Berkey, that's sold by Berkey, and they'll do everything that both black and white filters do. These one filter will take your place of both the black and white filters that Berkey offers. So get them while you can, 10% off. You can call us, like always, at 800-777-4403. Or if you have long distance, you can save us some money if you'll call us on our toll number, 304-846-4448. And Crystal should be here Thursday to take care of everything, folks, that I'm slow by getting out. It really is hard for me to answer phones and take orders at the same time. So she'll be here Thursday. Hopefully your thing caught up and the orders are already here. We got out what we could last week and week before last, the best we could. So bear with us. She'll be here Thursday, I hope. So, but now order the filters while you can. I mean, the month's about over. And I do believe that in the very near future, you're going to wish you had those. I sincerely mean that. And, of course, we're still offering the book, a very important little book, on why I am a Sabbath-keeping Christian. Now, folks, if you don't know what I'm talking about, you need to get the book and read it. We have been misled in a lot of things. That's one of the things that we've been misled on. I was for years. And it's hard to break old habits. I know that. But for $7.50, we'll send a copy of the book entitled Why I'm a Sabbath-Keeping Christian. Of course, you can call anytime and order what you want from us as far as our products we offer here. We don't offer a big line of them. And by the way, we're getting down pretty low on the REM sleep. This will be the last batch that we'll get in probably forever. So if you want to get a REM sleep while still here and still on special, get it while you can, folks. It's going to be gone before you know it. So 10:50 will get you a bottle of REM sleep. Excuse me, 12:50. Postage went up. Ha ha, ain't that great? Went up again. So when you get to your ASAP, just call the same number, 800-777-4403. Or 304-846-4448. And folks, REM sleep does not make you sleep. It lets you sleep. All the supplements in that, including melatonin and some others, will help you relax and go to sleep in a very restful REM sleep. That's why they call it that. As I said, our guest tonight is Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez. I've known this man now for several years. I've had the honor and privilege to go down and be in his hospital, partake of his, what I call, tune-up plan. Marsh and I both have, and it's a remarkable place to go. If he were not so far away, I'd go down and see him every 6 months. And that's the truth, folks. I really would. I'd do that because he can do things for your body you never dreamed of. And if you walk out there with a decent bill of health, believe me, you're in pretty good shape because they do things for the checkups that just don't do around here. That's just the way it is. And one of the most amazing things I've ever seen in my life was my own blood. Red blood cells, white blood cells, under a microscope. Folks, it's creation is for real, and anyone who can see this, just the blood cells alone, and think we evolved into this are a bunch of fools. And I mean that sincerely. The red blood cells look like they have a light glowing under them, and the white blood cells look like sparkling diamonds. It's amazing what our God has done in our body. So any health questions, fill the lines up. At 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. The line's open immediately. Dr. Rodriguez, welcome to the program tonight. It's such an honor and a privilege and really a lot of fun to have you tonight. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much for inviting me. It's always a pleasure. I love your program. I love your audience. And here we are, ready to go.
All right. Well, there's so much to talk about, and I know you tackle so many situations in the hospital. Before we get into the health issues, would you please tell us what you do at BioCare? I mean, is there any part of the physical body that you don't need? You do surgery, you take care of dental work and all that there, too. Tell us what people can do at BioCare Hospital to come down and be taken care of in a really in a resort atmosphere, and be healed while they're there. Give us some ideas what you do there that most places don't do.
Well, I think we take we take medicine as I think medicine should be done, with all the respect and all the understanding. You just said it, that creation is within us, and that. The only way to heal back, the only way to be healthy, the only way to really find what you're looking for is simple. It's be obedient. Review what your body is made of, how it's made of, how our bodies are made in perfection, but they demand. Just care. They just need good nutrition, good air, relaxation, belief, and trust. If we don't put all these things together, then we're going to start sliding into disease. We eat the wrong thing. We breathe the wrong air. We take drugs or substances we shouldn't. We abuse foods or we take our bodies for granted,
yes,
and we
do.
Are absolutely disrespectful because we think everything is going to bounce back. Our bodies are so resilient that particularly younger people have a very difficult time understanding that even with all the vigor of youth and with all the strength that they have, if they don't take care of it, they're going to suffer the consequences. And those consequences are what fill the hospitals. You have people with heart attacks, with vascular disease, with strokes, with diabetes, with high blood pressure, and all diseases, all of of these diseases are preventable. So from that point of view is where BioCare takes all its philosophy of working. When I see a patient, the first thing I look at is it well fed? Is it well hydrated? Is it well nourished? Does it have all the elements it needs? You mentioned, for example, the blood test that we do, because we want to see the blood in action. That's why you call it live blood analysis, because we're going to watch if the red blood cells are fluid, if they're flowing, if they're doing their job, if they're not stuck together. One of the big problems that people do not see or do not look at, that's why we do these tests, is to show how many times red blood cells stick to each other. When we eat too much animal protein, when we eat the wrong fats and so on, red blood cells stick to one another. And when you have that type of situation, what happens is you get crumbs or lumps of red blood cells, and they will not be able to flow through the tiny little capillary vessels, and they get stuck. And then people start having circulatory problems, and they complain. They say, "Doctor, I have this tingling, I have cold hands, I have cold feet, I go to bed and I really have serious problem getting my feet warm," and so on, because the blood is not flowing. Remember that life is in the blood. But in order for blood to do its work, it has to flow. So if these things, if one red blood cell is sticking to the next one, then you get all these lumps, and they will not only not flow, but get stuck and reduce the amount of blood that's joining to every part of your body. So we have to show that to people.
Well, that and folks, again, that blood test alone is worth seeing. I mean, I was in awe. Almost makes you want to shout praises to God when you see something like that and what he's done for us. But Dr. Rodriguez, you mentioned children and young people. And I know, and you know this also, more and more young people are having heart problems, dropping dead of heart attacks. And I also know the COVID vaccine caused a lot of that. But they were doing it before this COVID vaccine came out. They were dropping dead, playing ball. They were having sugar diabetes at early ages. They were, they were fat and out of shape. And that's a plague on America today. What would you like to add to that? I know you see that as well as I do, and more than I do.
Well, let me tell you something, and you don't have to be a doctor, you don't have to be to play statistics, you don't have to believe any word I say. All you have to do, now that we have many possibilities when we go to the web, is watch videos. Try to watch a video of your city 20, 30, 50 years ago. Many of us have home movies. Look at parties, look at reunions, look at things, and you're going to see that most people were thin. Most people. You'd have a problem finding people not obese, but just overweight. I have a very interesting video, because it is the opening of big dairy ice cream parlor in the state of Nevada, and they're giving free ice cream to people, and everybody is of course coming in and getting out very happy with their big cones with ice cream and so on. I couldn't see one fat person, let alone fat. I couldn't see anyone overweight. And today, I mean, just go to your local superstore or market and just look around. Just look people around. And you're going to see that most of us are overweight. Actually, statistically, America has gained, the whole population has gained 10 pounds in the last 20 years.
How much did you gain?
10 pounds in the last 20 years. But if you go back to 50 year, I mean, you were telling me that you're going to be 51 anniversary very soon.
51st next month, yes, yes.
Okay. Yes. Just think, look at pictures of in your wedding. You're going to see the shapes and of the bodies and the weight of people that were attending your wedding. And look around today. It's actually harder and harder to find somebody that's really fit and thin and slim. We don't see that type of people anymore. And you go to stores and you see that most clothes are now in bigger sizes rather than smaller sizes. So what's happening? What's happening is the big problem is not how much we're eating, it's what we are eating. See? And I have been a first row witness to all of this because I came to medical school just at the beginning of the 60s. I'm going to be 50 years, I'm not going to be 50, sorry about that. I'm over 50 years being a medical doctor since I graduated. So in the beginning of the 60s, I could see that even medical doctors, medical schools were telling us that animal fat was bad. And that was a big lie. And what I hate the most is that nobody has come out and say, gee, I'm sorry. We made a big mistake.
Right, right.
We were trying to tell people that eating vegetable oils was healthier. We told people that margarine was better than butter. And I could go on and on and on. Remember when one day you wake up and the doctors, not everybody else, but the doctors tell you, you shouldn't eat eggs because they're bad for you.
Yes.
All that situation has changed the way we ate, and we're paying dearly. One of the big problems is we let on the side the food that God brought from the field, from the farm, to our table. And then we started going for the food that came from a factory. You know, I really hate when I see some ads and they tell you, well, we have this low lactose, low fat, low gluten, low this type of thing. And I just stopped. I just ask people to stop and think for 15 seconds. Do you truly believe that God made foods with such a flaw that these people, the doctors, the engineers, the factories had to come and modify because the foods were faulty? That's what they're telling you.
Yes, it is.
Milk is a problem, but we have a better milk that we produce in our factory. Wheat is a problem. We have this other flour. We have all these things that are low gluten because we know how to do it. God was wrong.
Yes,
we know how to
do it. That's true.
Because it all boils down to that. When they tell me, well, you shouldn't have butter, you should have margarine. You tell me that the food you're bringing, food, quote-unquote, you think that thing that's coming from a factory that was designed by a chemist or by God knows who is better than the natural fat that cows produce for me that God created for me, and that humankind has been eating for thousands of years. You come to tell me that all of a sudden we discover that's bad and these people are right? Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I want to make a couple of quick comments here. I'm blessed to get fresh milk. I get fresh raw milk when I want it, fresh homemade butter, and and fresh eggs. I pay a dollar a quarter for a dozen of fresh eggs. The eggs in this country now is over $4 a dozen about everywhere. I get fresh milk, 250 a gallon, and fresh butter, 250 a pound. It's all homemade. I know the lady makes it and does it all. But now I've noticed if you buy milk from the store, it doesn't hardly spoil at all. You can sit in the refrigerator for 2 weeks and still be good to drink, I guess. But I told Marcia, I said, that's because there's nothing alive in it. There's nothing there that your body needs. It's dead, isn't it?
Yeah, it's you're absolutely right. You are. I mean, the first time I saw a carton of something just in the aisle of the supermarket, and I said, "What's that?" And they told me that's milk. I said, "You mean it's not in the fridge?" No, they say it's fantastic. You can keep it for weeks. Well,
yep.
That's not milk.
No.
That you know, we. I don't know how many of our audience. Cultures milk. But there are many ways to culture milk. Actually, yogurt is a cultured milk. But if some of you do it at home and you use some of those milks that are supposedly to be very good, these things hardly grow. Why? Because there is no nutrition. There is no nourishment in them. So you cannot eat that and think you're going to be healthy. Now, you have to eat what it was given to you, what it was provided to you. Food should come from the field, from the farm, to your table. And we should take it according to season. And drink a lot of water. You see, so, once I read that God provided us with water, and the devil came and gave us soda pop.
Yes, yes. That's
and
true.
The same with other things. God gave us potatoes, but the devil gave us French fries in vegetable oil. You see, fried food is not for human consumption, period. We have been badly trained by our families because they did what doctors told them to do.
Well, you know, but you know, Dr. Rodriguez, fried chicken is so much better. You know, I love chicken, and I try not to eat it fried anymore. But it does taste better. I'll be quite honest with you, it does taste better, but it isn't good for you. And that's the way most things are. You know, some of the things
because,
that make... go ahead.
What I tell people is, look, we're doing those things because that's the way we were brought up.
Yes,
if you have the responsibility of... bringing up a kid, a child, if you're a father, if you're a grandfather, or you take care of children, you're a teacher, for example, you have to train them to eat the good food. You have to give them the word. And the word is in Genesis. You don't have to go very far from it.
No.
You can just go to your own Bible, and you're going to see that there are many things that are already written, you see. And those things that have been written tells us that he created the food for us.
And it would be fair to say, then, and I've watched this now myself for many years, and I never did believe, like as you said, margarine is better than butter. I never did believe that. But, you know, everybody around me said, well, you know, that's what you're eating is going to kill you because butter's not good for you. And they'll tell you today that they can, now they're actually doing this. They're printing, 3D printing meat. They're actually printing meat.
Oh, I know.
Now they're going to be selling. They already sell it in some fast food restaurants, and now they're trying, of course, get us to eat bugs. I mean, this is all for real. This is really happening as we speak.
Pastor, just listen to this one. We are complaining because we do not know what's in those vaccines. They want to give us a shot
sure.
of God knows what. And,
yes.
And we're very hesitant to accept that. However, we very gladly go to the market and buy boxes and cans and things of genetically modified foods, of artificially produced foods, of just about every single thing that you can believe. I mean, things that are unbelievable. And we eat them very gladly. We buy them very gladly.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Now, if we really concerned about what's in those vaccines, shouldn't we be worried about what's in those foods? We should.
Yes.
You should.
Yes.
You see, and when we start doing all that, we're going to start being healthier. When we start drinking more water, we're going to be healthier. When we start eating, this is very important, when we start eating at the right times. Food has become a fun thing, has become a pastime. If we have nothing
food has become a habit. People do it because they're bored.
Oh, that's it. That's it. That's why I say pastime. I mean, if you have nothing else to do, well, you open a box of cookies, and then you start one after the other, or chips, which is a lot worse. Chips are loaded with salt. Chips are loaded with fat, and so on. And that's what we do, and we eat that. And then we are growing more and more with a compromise with health. Now, how can I say that? Well, I can say that because there is a growing number in chronic inflammatory diseases. Now, inflammation comes from two main sources. One is vegetable oil, so no fried food, and second, from sugar. We are eating tremendous amounts of sugar.
Yes.
There are many statistical papers that show us that in many cases, a child can eat more sugar than their body weight a year.
Wow.
I mean, a child that's 80, 100 pounds, probably, he might be eating 120 pounds a year in sugar.
Wow.
How can that be? Let me give you an idea of how can this is possible. If you only drink one soda pop every day for 1 year, you have accumulated the equivalent of 50 pounds of sugar.
Well, now I want to stop there. This is important. One Coke, one Dr. Pepper, one whatever, one a day is equivalent to 50 pounds of sugar.
A year.
50 pounds a year. I know there's between 12 and 13 teaspoons full of sugar in every can of Coke, whatever. I know that. So I just thought about that, folks. 50 pounds a year with one can of soda a day. Don't go away, folks. After the break, waiting for phone calls coming in. Any health questions? 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Media experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but Go to Joseph's Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food costs, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code BUTCH, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps call to decision. That's Joseph's Kitchen, promo code BUTCH, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. JosephKitchen.com, promo code BUTCH.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life of over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's carbon 60. A stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing.
Folks, we are back in the only wasting time talking about Dr. Rodriguez, and the phone line's open. I can't believe nobody's called about health questions. We were talking during the break about different things. I'm going to ask this question on the air, too. I really, people, I'm telling you the truth. I feel better now energy-wise than I have in a long time because I do go to the gym three times a week. I do take the C60. I do. I use Strauss Heart Drops on a daily basis and other products from Strauss, kidney drops and all those. So I use those. And my energy has actually went up. And from working out, I'm sure at the gym, doing exercises, my back doesn't hurt nearly as bad as it used to. My knees don't hurt at all like they used to, none. And that's such a blessing. But my balance is not good. My balance is still, it's not good. For example, Dr. Rodriguez, when I wash my hair or my face and I close my eyes, I get unsteady in the bathtub. So, I mean, my balance is not good. You were telling me a simple exercise to do to improve my balance. Would you mind telling people? Now, folks, I know I'm not by myself on this. I talk to people all the time that my age and older, and some of them younger, whose balance is not good. How can we take care of that?
Okay, let me tell you one thing. You just said something you didn't tell me before. If, let's say, you're in the shower and you close your eyes, it is very easy that you lose your balance because the water produces a special sensation in the ears, which are the organs that control the balance, and that can be very tricky. So what I would suggest you to do is, if you want to check your balance, never do it in the shower. Never do it with the water running.
I'll interrupt you, but I had problems even walking through the woods for the first time ever. I took a cane with me, so I wouldn't trip over things that normally I would walk on and think about.
Okay. For that, I was telling you a very simple exercise. You stand in both your feet. Make sure you have a grab bar because you're going to need it. And what you're going to do is you get a hold of it, and then you lift one of your legs, bend your knee, bring it up, and once you have it up, wait 1 to 5, 5 seconds. You count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Bring it slowly down, and then do it with the other leg, the other side. And you do that 20 times. With that, you're going to be amazed. Always your eyes open. You're going to be amazed on how much control you get on your balance. Once you feel comfortable doing it and you don't feel any effort, in the beginning you're going to suffer a little bit. But once you see it's very easy to do, it's very simple, it flows very well, then is the time to say, okay, I'm going to do the next step, which is I'm going to keep my hand close to the bar, but I'm not going to use it anymore. And I'm going to bring it up again, count again, 1 to 5, at the other side. Make sure you have something to hold on in case you lose your balance. But you're going to be gaining strength precisely on the muscles that control your balance. You're doing very well. And many people do very well with physical exercise when we run, when we lift weights, when we do these things. But balance is a lot trickier. So make sure you do something directed to that. And that exercise is very simple. Anyone can do it. Doesn't require any machine, doesn't require a gym, doesn't require anything. You can do it in the comfort of your bedroom or your bathroom, wherever you have a grab bar or a piece of furniture that you can hold on and be safe.
Well, how long before you should see a difference, maybe? How many days take before you see a difference?
My God, a week, 10 days, you're going to see a difference.
Really? Well, I'm going to start doing that tonight.
You're going to see it very different, very soon. Because number one, you're strengthening those muscles that I'm telling you help you to do the balance. Just make a little test. Lift your leg and try to stay on one foot. And you're going to see how tricky it is in terms of balance. We have done it all our lives, Pastor, except that we were younger and we didn't appreciate the difference.
True.
But when we were younger, we had to... remember when you were putting your pants on, you did it. you had your pants on your hands, and then you lift one leg and put one leg through the band, and then the other one. And we could do it without any help. We could do it standing. And
did
the
you think
same
about it?
Thing. Yeah. You don't even think about it. That's why we didn't notice it. Once again, we were made in perfection, and we just take it for granted. But we're a beautiful piece of machine that our Creator gave us. So that is going to keep it in better shape, and you're going to see how you can recoup all that balance and how you can recoup a lot of the control, like when you're walking on the, you said, in the forest. Of course, because in the forest, you don't have a straight line, and you don't have a flat floor. So your body has to do a lot more movements to balance you up. So it's good you bring a cane, because that gives you safety, but the more you do it on the forest, the better you're going to be. It is always going to be better to walk on the forest, to walk on a beach, than doing it on a treadmill, because the treadmill can lie to your body, because you feel you're doing very well, but you're on a very flat, very steady surface,
always
on a straight line. But that's not the way the world was made. It is more curvy, it is more difficult, it is more uneven. So it's good to learn how to do these things.
Absolutely. And folks, the phone line's open. I can't believe nobody's calling. I know they're listening, but they're not calling. Any question, don't be shy. Call and ask, and we're going to give you a number, by the way, to call in a minute. Talk to Dr. Rodriguez tomorrow in his office. He's on West Coast time, so when it's 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock here in the Eastern Coast, it's 5 in the afternoon, evening in California, or in the time zone he's in. He's in Mexico, but it's a West Coast time zone. I'll give you a toll-free number, and I would like to ask you, if you would, too, folks, to call and get a free packet sent to you, a DVD and a booklet about BioCare Hospital. Again, I've been down there twice. First time, I was a little nervous. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't get to stay. I only got to stay a week. Second time, I went down, spent 2 weeks. Had a stem cell program. And all I can say is, Dr. Rodriguez knows how to heal the body. It's a gift given to him by God. He uses creation, the things that God made, which is natural foods, to take care of us. Yeah, you'll take supplements too, which are all natural also. These things he does, after 50 years experience, he knows what to do. And I just turned 74 in September, Dr. Rodriguez, and I feel better now physically than I probably have in the last 10 years as far as energy goes. So I think I'm gaining ground. I haven't lost any weight. I've stayed the same weight. But the trainer said I put several pounds of muscle on instead of fat. So I can tell the difference energy-wise. I want to get up and do something. I have the... I want to say the urge to go do something. It's not a chore any longer. I want to do it, and that's a big difference, is it not?
Yeah, it is absolutely, it's absolutely right. And by the way, I told you that I like to take advantage of all these comments that we have made to tell folks that physical activity moves our body. We were created to be moving. We were creating to find physical challenges, to lift weights, to chop wood, to get up a bucket of water and things like that. So we have to continue doing that. But in the modern times, we're used to an office, and the only thing we lift is a pen or a pencil, and the only movements we do is tap on the board of the computer, and then we press on the gas on the car, but we hardly move, and that is bringing a big toll, because we were created to move. We were created to have physical challenges, so we have to look for them. And as you do, for example, if you don't have too many options because you're too busy, because you have a lot of work, three times a week, going to the gym. Everybody can afford that time. Everybody can afford that.
It's only 45 minutes. You can do a half hour. I do 45 minutes, sometimes a little longer. But so it's not a lot. It's not a big commitment. You know, go after work or before work. You know, 45 minutes is not a long time three times a week, is it?
No, and this is very well proven. When you start moving, when you're telling me this story. You say my knees are a lot better, pains are gone. Yes, because physical activity is anti-inflammatory. If you have any inflammation, if you have any pain, if you have any of those problems in your body, once you start moving, once you start doing this exercise, once you start walking, as simple as that, 30 minutes, four or five times a week, with a speedy, leisurely walk, you're going to feel good. And all of a sudden, you're going to see that after a couple of months, well, pains are gone, and you feel like doing more, and you feel like doing it faster, and you feel like you can go to the next step, you can go to the next level, because not only you can do what you wanted to do, but every day you do it easier and better. So that's telling you that your body is getting lubricated, so to speak. The more you move, the better off you're going to be. You're going to be moving faster and so forth. Even cancer programs today, and we do it at the hospital, cancer patients have a lot of inflammatory processes. And one of the major reasons of cancer therapy failure is inflammation. When inflammatory markers are very high, inflammation is going to be blocking cancer therapies. But when you start moving, when you start doing some physical activity, all those markers are going to be going down, and whatever therapies you're doing are going to be a lot more successful. So many hospitals are now introducing gyms and physical activity for cancer programs.
And folks, write down this phone number. And I know you're not calling tonight. The line's still open. We have a few minutes left. If you want to call, wish you would. If you have any questions, don't be shy about calling in, especially new callers. As a matter of fact, next week I'm going to have to stick to a schedule of taking only new callers. If this 1 week per call for the regular callers, we love them all to call in. But I want to give everybody a chance. And if you don't call, then I realize you're just not interested. But next week we'll start a new policy. Stick to it. One call a week. Coming into the program and give room for new callers that may want to call in. So new callers, you call 844-769-2944. But now the line's open to anybody tonight, folks. We want to hear from you. We want your health questions. But write down this phone number so you'll know to call tomorrow and tell Dr. Rodriguez or ask him to please send you a DVD and a booklet about BioCare Hospital. If you have any questions about health issues, write down this number and talk to Dr. Rodriguez. He's in the office generally after noon Eastern time, after 12 o'clock. He should be in there. If not, he will call you back. The man is a man of honor and integrity. And I know that because I've sat down and talked to him in person. We broke bread together. We spent time together. Write down this toll-free number. Write this down, folks. 800.
Go ahead.
800. 701-7345. That's easy to remember. 800-701-7345. 800-701-7345. Get the DVD packet, and if you have any health questions, call and ask tomorrow. I mean, folks, we open the lines up the nights like this to talk to people for a couple minutes and let's share your situations. But if you don't get all the answers tonight, you can call tomorrow and get them tomorrow. But Dr. Rodriguez, I don't mean to keep talking about me, but I'm a typical individual. I'm an elderly gentleman now, and my knees used sometimes ache at night to the point I really couldn't sleep. My knees have not hurt me now for I've been going to the gym this December, make 3 years. My knees have not hurt me for over a year. I mean, no pain at all. The stiffness is about worked out of them. It's a huge difference. And I can tell it, and I won't stick with it. And I do take supplements. I know we've gotten some from you. I try to take supplements, natural supplements, to build the body. And I still don't get everything right, Dr. Rodriguez. Sometimes I break down and eat something I shouldn't. I really do, and I admit that. But not nearly like I used to. And it's because of you and people like you that taught me these things. And I want to thank you personally for taking time to teach me these things in person at your hospital and also the programs we've done over the years to help me understand more about the body function. And it's worth it, people. It's worth it to take care of your body. When some of the pain goes away, believe me, it's worth it. Even my back doesn't hurt like it used to. And I give credit to actually Carbon 60, some of that, because it takes away the pain almost instantly in my back and in my shoulders when they start hurting a little bit. Dr. Rodriguez, we're down about the last, we got about 7 minutes left here, a little bit less. And we're going to take a phone call. We're going to talk to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Good evening, Pastor.
Good evening.
Well, I still can. Talking to okay. me about not calling all the time. Listen, Dr. Rodriguez, I forgot which major university has experimented on COVID and has mixed the old with the new, they said, and come up with one that is 80% deadly. So if you could go over again some of the stuff we should be doing to improve our immune system, if you can, real quick.
Sure. Absolutely. So good point.
A natural way to fight this.
Well, it's just the ABC of being healthy, particularly in this time with infections. For COVID and these type of infections, the first thing you have to do is make sure we have a good vitamin D, D as in David, level. You can check it in blood, but before you do it, you can start taking vitamin D immediately. It is very safe. It's not going to give you any problems. It's going to be very helpful. Number one, vitamin C. And let me give you one very old, I mean, it's amazing. It's probably 100 years old remedy, which is zinc. Zinc lozenges have been around for many, many years, and people, I mean, even doctors just disregarded them. Well, now research tells us that, yes, they can fight viral infections. So make sure that you have a good level of vitamin, of zinc. And by taking your zinc and by taking your vitamin C and by taking your vitamin D, you're going to be doing yourself a big favor. But make sure you eat right. Remember that nothing replaces good eating. Fresh food, local food. You have to look for foods that are freshly prepared. And if you can cook, so much the better. Because that's okay. what you have to do.
All right. Jan, you still there?
I guess yep, must I'm still
okay.
here.
Any more questions very quickly?
Nope, that's it. I just wanted to go over that real quick so people can start really doing that again. If that's what they've done, then, you know, we're in trouble again.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Call Jan. Folks, have time another call if you hurry. 844-769-2944. A very good friend of mine, Dr. Carrie Madej, is also a naturalist doctor. She lives in Georgia. And it's been over a year now. She told me, Pastor, and I suffered from gout in the past. And I try to watch the diet on that. And I've done fairly well, seriously. But she said, take a teaspoonful of baking soda every morning and a teaspoonful of powdered vitamin C, she recommended. I take it every morning, both of them, mix them together in a bit of water and just drink it down. And it, you know, to me, it tastes like an Alka-Seltzer. It doesn't taste bad to me. But I haven't even had a sniffle since I've been doing that. So the vitamin C must be doing something. And she told me that the baking soda actually will help gout. But does baking soda also help the pH in your body?
Yeah, actually, yes. You're absolutely right. And that's, you know, that's a very simple way to do things. Many of these very old remedies are just fantastic. We just haven't taken advantage of them because the normal, conventional medical world many times has discredited them, and not only discredited them, but in many cases they have disregarded them, even ridiculed all these things. But they're so simple, they're so safe, that as you started doing it, why not? If it's not going to do any harm, and normally the results are fantastic, and we get amazing good things that are going to probably open up a new world of possibilities for our health. The important thing is take advantage, take control, start reading, start getting information so you can control your health. Don't just let anybody tell you, even if it's your doctor. Ask questions and say, doctor, what if I do this? What if I do that?
Well, you know, and now I know you'll take phone calls from people in the office tomorrow. I know that. I know that you enjoy talking to folks all over the country and around the world. But folks, again, call tomorrow at 800-701-7345. 800-701-7345. Talk to Dr. Rodriguez tomorrow. Ask questions. Order the free packet. It's totally free. It won't cost you a dime. And look and see what they do. And I know some of y'all maybe say, well, I can't get down there. And I'd appreciate that. But Dr. Rodriguez will help you on the phone. He's given me so much advice over the years. Go ahead.
And as you said, Pastor, don't be shy. When you call, make sure you tell them, I want to talk to Dr. Rodriguez. I don't want you to talk to anybody. Give me Dr. Rodriguez. And as Pastor said, if I'm not readily available, I will get back to you. My word of honor. I'm going to call you back. So just say, well, I'm this person. This is my phone number. Tell Dr. Rodriguez that I want to talk to him. And I'd be very happy to return your call.
All right, folks, one more time, 800-701-7345. He would love to talk to you. Take advantage of it. Toll-free call. Won't cost you a penny. Dr. Rodriguez, we're down about the last minute and 30 seconds. What do you want to say in closing?
Well, what I want to say in closing is that take a good look at yourself. Think of the wonderful body that God gave us. And say, well, this is what you gave me, Lord. The least I can do is take care of it. The least I can do is honor it. Because I know that by blessing my body, you're going to bless me. And you're going to bless me with health, with joy. There is no joy if you're not healthy. Once you're sick, a lot of things go away, and everything is spending money, suffering and pain, and everything looks very gloomy. But
yes,
if we're healthful, we are joyful when we can enjoy everything
right
around us.
We are flat out of time. Dr. Rodriguez, I'm going to send you a video as soon as you get off the air. Watch for it and email tomorrow. And thank you, Dr. Rodriguez. God bless you. And tell Lindsay Williams I said hello, okay?
Okay, sure will.
Have a good evening, Doctor. God bless. And folks, back tomorrow night with a special guest. We're going to talk to Rob West. We have a lot to talk about. Don't miss it. See you there.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.